Nice hand for the country gentleman, everyone.
Turn this one that Little Roy sang on off.
Okay. I'm apparently taller than he remembers me.
I'm doing this in self-defense. Don't want to get hit in the head with banjo.
Covered wagon, where they camped on the flats for the night. With the moon shining down on the old canyon rim, they watched for the brown mountain high. High on the mountain, deep in the canyon below, it shines like the crown of an angel, fades as the mist comes and goes. Way over yonder, night after night until dawn, a lonely old slave comes back from the grave, searching, 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 by its master long gone home.
Everyone. We recorded this several years ago, and it's an old, the late Ray Whitley wrote this. It's called Ages and Ages Ago. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, thank you. We're happy to be here in a beautiful park. We first time here, and I thought we had been here. No, Bill thought we had been here before, but
what I know.
we go to a lot of parks, and I said, as we pulled in, I don't believe we have, Bill.
Well, it's such a good park, and I've heard so much talk about it, I probably dreamed about it, you know.
I hope we can say that the next time. so as you know our names, let me introduce everyone here on the five-string banjo, originally from Pennsylvania, now living in Woodbridge, Virginia, Dick Smith on the five-string. And on mandolin, we're very happy to have back with us a young fellow that was with the country gentleman about 10 years ago, and we got him back now. He's originally from Rhode Island, and he now lives in Woodbridge, Virginia. Excuse me, Warrenton, Virginia. Just moved. Jimmy Goodrow. Of course, from way down in southern Virginia, Big Rock, Virginia. Very proud of our partner here, Bill Yates, on the bass fiddle.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And on the guitar is a gentleman that's been a country gentleman now, 26 years, and I've been with him half of that, and I'll tell you, one of the finest lead singers and guitar pickers that there is or ever will be, I guess, from the state of Louisiana, Charlie Waller. I'd like to put this in here while I think about it. That pretty girl that came out and sang a while ago with the Lewis family, I hope I quit she can learn how to pick the banjo. To get rid of that little feller that comes out here. Not just kidding you, Roy. Don't you throw that rock at me.
Throw that rock.
Yeah, this is an instrumental here. We just come from down in Texas, and was in this. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we came right through Beaumont. This is called the Beaumont Rag. Good to us through the years. We recorded this about 12 years ago, or thereabout, 10 or 12. Called The Legend of the Rebel Soul. In a dreary Yankee prison, where a rebel soldier lay by his side.
soul did pass away, and he faintly whispered Parson as he clasped him by the hand. Oh, Parson, tell me quickly.
Bless your heart, that makes us feel real good, right? Yeah, let's do that. Without instruments, there's a quartet gospel song. It's called It's Just Like Heaven.
My soul is living in sunlight, and I'm going along rejoicing daily. I'm singing, always singing a song. Oh, yes, I'm doing my best to shun the pathway of wrong. It's just like heaven, for Jesus is near.
My sins are gone.
I'm happy. Hallelujah.
I'm
happy.
In the light of love.
In the light of love.
From heaven above.
From heaven above.
The King of Kings is
by my side. Is safely guided.
I'll follow him without a
fear.
My way leads straight.
Hallelujah.
Straight.
I'm heaven's king.
Going home. I know that I shall never stray.
Joy to know that wherever I may go, it's just like heaven, for Jesus is near.
I'm drawing nearer
and nearer to that coming and golden daily. Jesus is with me, keeping watch over my soul on every step of my journey. He will safely control. It's just like heaven, for Jesus is near.
My sins are gone.
I'm happy.
I'm going home.
I'm happy.
In the light of love.
In the light of love.
From heaven above.
From heaven above.
The King of Kings is by my side. I'll follow him without a
fear.
My way leads straight.
Hallelujah. I'm heaven's gate.
Going home.
I know that I shall never go astray.
Sweetest joy to know
that wherever I may go, it's just like heaven, for Jesus is near.
Thank you so much. I want to do something here. I used to work on the Louisiana Hayride back in 55 with a lot of fine artists down there. There was Johnny Cash was there, George Jones, Elvis Presley, Jimmy Newman, the Browns.
Little Roy Lewis.
A fellow named Carl Perkins was down there at the time. He had this song out, and I liked this song very much. Although it wasn't our style, we do a lot of things that aren't exactly our style. I always liked this and wanted to do it, and
I'm
going to do it.
Oh, this is a rock song.
Yeah, this is kind of our little fun tune here.
Right.
This is a 1950s rock song here.
Oh, wait a minute, Charlie. If you're going to do a 50s rock song, why don't you fill the rest of the young people here in on how you guys, I mean, as well as myself, of course, on how you guys used to act in the 50s?
Well, we used to lower the back of our car, put lowering blocks on it, put loud mufflers and fender skirts. We had blue tail lights, half moon headlights, four on the floor and a fifth under the seat. No,
you know why we lowered them like that? So we hauled that moonshine. Didn't know we had moonshine or just had our car lowered.
This song, are we going to play the part here?
Ring around the car.
The name of this song is
Charlie's Got a T-Shirt.
Family Show. We had Teenage Hops. And
looks like that guy on Laverne and Shirley there. What's his name? Squiggy?
There's a slight resemblance.
You're not Squiggy, are you?
Convertibles.
Why did you guys go around with your collars up like that? That's what I want to know.
It's because they got dirty down around the bottom. You can turn the collar up and wear them for two or three more days. Nobody knows the difference. You know?
All right, here we go. Back to the 50s. This is called Honey Don't.
Wait just a second.
Come on. Fonz, you got to get in on this.
And you.
Just two buttons down.
Family Show.
Supposed to be able to do this one stroke.
Here I go now.
All together.
Honey Don't. Say you will when you won't. Tell me that you do, honey, when you don't. Let me know, honey, is how you feel. Tell me the truth, now it's lovely. Oh, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Baby, and I ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is doggone neat. You got that sand all over your feet. Hush, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Bop, bop, bop. Honey, don't. Bop, bop, bop. Honey, don't. Say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Saturday night, Sunday morning, you don't look right. You've been out, honey, painting the town. Oh, baby, been slipping around. Oh, honey, don't. Makes us feel so good. We don't make much money, but we sure do have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
As many times you said that, you finally said it back. Charlie thought he had made a mistake one time and found out he was wrong.
Jimmy's going to sing a song here that we'll switch instruments on this. He picks up the guitar for this. The song that we had on the River Bottom album. And it's still on the River Bottom album.
I'd like to say, too, also, that I sit down listen to the Lewis family. Don't you have a wonderful show, the Lewis family? Pop's 78 years old. He's coming out here singing. I hope I can breathe when I'm 70. That's really good. We enjoyed it very much. I'd like to say that we do have a record set up over here. If you can get by the Lewis family without Mom tripping you, well, you can come over here to the Country Gentleman table and buy one of our records. She didn't hear what I said. Good thing. But we have a lot of albums on sale. We got the anniversary, the 25th anniversary album, and Live at the Listener Auditorium album, double albums, and also some pictures. And I think you can put an order in for jackets, too, Country Gentleman jackets. It'll be cold weather pretty soon, and you might need one. You go over to the table, and you fill out a little application there and make sure your credit's good. Give John Patina $10, and 5 years from today, you'll get your jacket. We're going to try to do a tune here that's on the River Bottom album very shortly, as soon as Jimmy gets this.
Actually, Bill, that's not true. You give him the money, and it'll probably come out real quick, because he doesn't want, the quicker he ships it to you, that'll be the fewer jackets he'll get caught with.
Oh, yeah? I wonder where he's getting all the jackets. One is on the River Bottom album. Jimmy does the lead on it. It's called In Crowd.
It's 5 o'clock and one more working day's finally at an end. I hurry from my job, start the car, fight the traffic once again. Driving down the interstate, my attention eases as the traffic thins. I leave my worries far behind and wonder what the in crowd might be doing. Farther down the road, a pretty woman's waiting with a drink for me. There's a lot of women there, and pretty soon that's where I'm gonna be. I'm the only one that's missing, I'm the one the in crowd's waiting for. And I drive around the back and park the car, and I open up the door. And there's Daisy
in crowd. They're not the same crowd. They're the light of my crowd. My kids and my wife crowd.
She hands me my coffee, and kids gather around me, and it makes me so proud.
To be in with the in crowd.
Lord, I love the
in crowd. They're not the same crowd. They're the light of my life crowd. My kids and my wife crowd.
She hands me my coffee, and kids gather around me, and it makes me so proud
to be in with the in crowd.
Feature Dick Smith here on the five-string banjo. Dick, anything in particular you'd like to play? All right, this is features Dick Smith, and it's called Dick's Old Dearie, Dear Old Dixie. Thank you. okay. Also from the River Bottom album, we we're not really pushing that one. It's just it's a very pretty song here, and I'd like you folks to hear our version of this song. Dolly Parton wrote this song, and it's one of Dolly's biggest hits. And I'm trying to find the key with that.
No, it's B. B.
Yeah. Yeah. Amp. I can't hold my water here tonight. Cat in a room full of rotten chairs. It's called God's Coloring Book.
As I was walking in a field just down the way, I sat down on a fallen log to pass the time away. And as I looked around me, the more that I did look, the more I realized that I was viewing God's coloring book. I saw a golden ray of sunlight, a silver drop of dew, snow white fleecy clouds floating over the sky of blue, a yellow dandelion, a pretty evergreen, some red and orange flowers growing wild along the stream. And the more I look around me, the more that I did love, the more I realized that I was viewing in a stormy cloud, the brown and fallen leaves, the multicolored rainbows stretched out across the sky, and the purple haze at sunset just before the night. And the more I look around me, the more that I did look, the more I was viewing God's coloring book. Then I turned my face toward the sky and said a silent prayer. And though God doesn't speak to me, I see Him everywhere. He is all around me. He is everywhere I look. And each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book. He is all around me. He's everywhere I look. And each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book.
Thank you so much. Here's a up-tempo spiritual song here. This is called Waiting for the Boys to Come Home.
Waiting for the smiling song.
We are waiting,
waiting, waiting,
waiting, waiting, waiting all day long.
ship will come.
Sailing, sailing, sailing,
sailing, sailing
on the dashing foam.
We are waiting,
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 waiting
for the boat to come home.
Lighthouse on the shore.
They are coming, yes, they are coming.
We will see their smile once more.
God will make a silver lining
from the clouds that drift above.
And the poor vessel comes sailing, bringing back the boys we love.
We are waiting,
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 waiting, waiting with a smiling song.
We are waiting,
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 waiting, waiting, waiting, waiting all along.
Ship will come
sailing,
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 sailing with a dashing foam.
We are waiting,
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 waiting, waiting for the boys to come home.
This song before. If you feel up to it, Jimmy, why don't you sing that? This is Don McCann wrote this song. We recorded it a long time ago, and I think it tells a very beautiful story. It's kind of a book more than a song, but it's called The Story of the Young Fisherwoman. Send this out to Moon Mullins.
The boats were all set to depart. The crews prepared nets for the journey. One last kiss from sweethearts and wives, who were left standing there by the sea. One young wife with tears in her eyes, who had only a short time been wed, would with others be waiting return of her husband, the fisherman Ned. She watched the small boat with its sail, just a speck on the distant horizon. Then she turned the weary foot home, for she knew that the night would soon come.
How empty the village would be, how lonely the fisherman's life, for this was Ned's first trip to sea. Since she'd moved to the village, his wife.
Some days now had passed since they'd gone. 'Twas time for return to the harbor. Children were there with laughter and hearts all astir, and soon there were cries of delight from the lips of the ones who were gathered. They were welcomed and hailed as they neared. And then came a sigh of despair, for the sight of the boats they had yearned. They all knew that 15 had left, but only 14 had returned.
The praise of Tarn could not speak. 'Twas Ned's boat that could not be found. The others pressed sad to their home, while Brace knelt there on the ground.
The story was told of the wind in the storm, how the one boat was swept, how the men they were lost in the night, and the whole village silently wept.
Young fisherwoman and bride had watched for a boat to come in. Each day by the lonely sea
Thank you very much. If there's anything at all you'd like to hear, just keep it to yourself. We're going to do what we want. No, I'm just teasing that. I wish I was up on that. We haven't done that in a long time as the group as it is now, but Little Grave's a beautiful song, and I'm glad you asked for it. We will work that up again. Send us all right, we're next to you. Here's one that was written by Merle Travis years ago, and we recorded it, and I don't know, I think a lot of people have. It's called the 9-Pound Hammer.
Slow, the hell can I roll when the wheel won't go?
It's a long way to high, and a
long way to holly.
It's a long way to high,
long way to high, just to get a little room.
Hey, buddy, don't close the snow. But how
Who? Oh, all right. Let me do that right here real quick.
Change it.
Everybody starts out copying someone in this business. I'm just going to do a little brief imitation here of an idol of mine. When I was coming up, Hank Snow was someone that I looked up to very much. So I'm going to do an imitation of Hank Snow. And if you've never heard Hank Snow, this will sound exactly like it.
If you've never heard him. Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Are you enjoying yourself at the Opry? Let's hear how much noise you can make. Thank you. It's good to see everybody happy. Right now on the show, we got a boy from Nova Scotia. They call him the Singing Ranger. Without further ado, a nice WSM Grand Ole Opry welcome for the one and only Hank Snow.
Hank, friends and neighbors.
You see that wall?
I've not seen anything like that since the Tooth Fairy come tiptoeing over my pillow.
All the Rainbow Ranch boys ready?
Yep.
In the Dodge City yards of the Santa Fe, stood a freight made up for the East. The engineer by there all in hand was grooming a great iron beast. All them cars back in the murky docks, the boxcar door swung wide. A hobo lifted his pal aboard to start of the last long ride. I'll take a ride out where they roam, out where the buffalo roam. Way out there in the prairie air, I guess I'm bound to roam. Bound to go where there ain't no snow to fall. Even woman can keep a good man down. You've dealt the cards, but you missed the plate. So hit the road and be on your way. This golden rock, you're gonna roll my blues away. I was a good engine running on time, but baby, I'll put you to another line. So honey, never hang your signal out for me. I'm tired of running on the same old track. I buy a one-way ticket and I won't be back. This golden rock, you're gonna roll my blues. That big 8-wheeler rolling down the track ain't a true loving daddy ain't coming back. And I'm moving on, I'll soon be gone. Laugh the rattle the roll, the shove on the pole, keep moving on. Mr. Engineer, won't you listen to me? Got a pretty mama and
you let it down. I'm sure I'm glad Roy didn't have halitosis tonight.
Have you enjoyed the Lewis family?
Have you enjoyed?
All right.
Now Alan built a line beneath an avalanche of snow. Some of these requests down in my hand so I don't forget them.
Well, what does it say in that hand?
It says, see other hand. Okay. That was yesterday's. We have a request for calling my children home, Darby's Castle, bringing Mary home.
Sweated that one off, huh?
I washed part of my hand. Well, anyway, we'll get going. This is one of the requests that was asked for. Chris Christopherson wrote this song. It's called Darby's Castle.
The story of a home crushed beneath those blackened stones, and the roof that fell before the beams were rotten. Cecil Darby loved his wife, and he labored all his life to provide her with material possessions. And he built for her a home of the finest wood and stone, but the building soon became his sole obsession. Oh, it took 300 days for the timbers to be laid, and the silhouette would sink the miles around. And the gables reached as high as the eagles in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down. When Darby's castle tumbled to the ground.
Kill it. Catch it and see what it eats.
I don't know who he was, but he said he's going to keep his eye out for us.
He's going to keep his eye out for us. Huh?
Oh, I get it.
Well, let me see. Yesterday was asked for. This is a. See, we do a lot of things a little bit different than off the beaten path. And this is quite different, I think. This is our adaptation of a Beatles tune. I think it's a very pretty melody. Listen to it. See if you like it. It's called Yesterday. Yesterday. Song, they used this in the movie Liar's Moon. It was played at the burial scene there of one of the fellows when he cashed in.
White action die there.
swallowed a bug.
You want some water?
Let's let him walk down. Okay?
Yeah.
This is called Calling My Children Home.
Those lives were mine to love and cherish, to guard and guide along life's way. Oh, God forbid that one should perish, that one at last should go astray. I'm lonesome for my precious children. They live so far away. Oh, may they hear my calling, calling, and come back home someday. I live my life, my love I gave them, to guard them through this world of strife. I hope and pray we'll live together in that great glad hereafter life. I'm lonesome for my precious children. They live so far. home someday.
Bring him right home.
Thank you. That's a title song from our Call My Children Home album.
This was asked for.
Yeah, let's stick that in. That's a little more up-tempo, place prepared.
Okay.
This is from the same album. This is called Place Prepared for Me.
Far above it is a blessed place, peace and love, heavenly joy. Gladly sing, blessed happy place for me. I'll reach that place, when time has passed. Like time on earth flies fast.
The greatest joy to come to me is when my Lord,
I'll see. That happy home is far above.
It is a
blessed place, peace and love, heavenly joy. Gladly see, blessed happy place for me. That happy home is far above.
It is a blessed place,
peace and love, heavenly joy. Gladly see, blessed happy place for me.
This young lady sitting right here in the front row has asked for this for a long time, and we didn't mean to forget it earlier, but I'm glad you're still up here. Especially
a little
for
early
you.
For Jingle Bell?
No, she wanted to hear Bringing Mary Home. We're going to do this especially for you.
I was driving down a lonely road on a dark and stormy night, when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped and she got in the back, and in a shaky tone
she said, "My name is Mary, please won't you take me home?"
Have been so frightened all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her, for her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and quiet in the back seat all alone.
I never will forget that night I took Mary home.
Pulled into the driveway where she told me to go. Got out to help her from the car and opened up the door. But I just could not believe my eyes, for the back seat was bare.
I looked all around the car, but Mary wasn't there.
A light shone from the porch, someone opened up the door.
looking for. The lady gently smiled, brushed a tear away.
She said it sure was nice of you to go out of your way.
But 13 years ago today, and a wreck just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and we miss her so. Thank you for your troubles and the kindness you have shown.
You're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary home.
Going to do is preview a new song for you, one that's going to be coming out on our new Sugar Hill album, expected out in probably about a month. We took this song from Gail Davies recording. Yeah. That's what I get for listening
that
to
that wasn't quite her name.
Gail Davies did this song a couple years ago, and we adapted it to country gentleman style, called Someone Is Looking for Someone Like You.
Let's do something.
Thank you very much. I don't know. We've got a lot of requests. We certainly want to do as many as we can. There was Lord, I'm Ready to Go Home was asked for a very nice gentleman. And
yeah.
I think we've done most of these other ones here. Okay. We have Two Little Boys, Ramblin' Boy, Casey's Last Ride. Some of these we can do. We have a special guest to get out here right now. Oh, okay. Well, we'll do one more here and then call our guest out. That was
interesting. He was in the right key with
it. Oh, gracious. He's my farmer's guide.
Notice Charlie's don't have the composition dots on the top, so he's got his name in there. And what chord are you going to do this one in, Charlie?
This is in Ur.
Okay.
I was very lucky to find a guitar with my name in it. For the gentleman that asked for it, this song was on our gospel album. It's called Lord, I'm Ready to Go Home.
Through the valley of this life I have wandered, and I've worked for Jesus all along the way. But now life's evening sun for me is setting. I have reached the ending of my way. Lord, I've been faithful in the service you have given, and the harvest of the fields, Lord, I have done. But
thank you very much. You're a wonderful audience. Let's get our guest out here. Now we've got a young man that's a very fine dobro player here. He's going to come out and help us on a tune here. This is a nice hand for Jim Ross.
Are you talking about me, Charlie?
Yeah, yeah, talk about you.
I heard you say something about a guest. Are you talking about me, Charlie?
He didn't say guest.
Charlie.
He said guest. He said guest, not ghost. You scare people.
Bill, can I play on the show with your guest?
Yes, sir. Yes.
It's all right with me,
Roy.
Bill,
you play on
the show.
Go out with your brother, me. Yeah.
You're used to everybody saying no, ain't you?
I feel so welcome.
You're
all I ask you is watch that string sticking out on your banjo over there.
Yeah.
That's cable vision.
That's terrible vision if you hit somebody in the eye with.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you start it. We're going to play like this.
Wait, as soon as we figure out which one this is.
Well, have we figured out what we're going to do?
Fireball.
Okay.
All right.
This is going to be a real hot tune here. This is
Fireball.
This is going to be quick, Roy. I guarantee.
Doug will fight for the microphone.
Hey, Roy, can you pick real fast?
Give Jim Ross a nice hand picking the dobro. A very fine job. And also Little Abner. We appreciate him coming out.
How come I always get to take off stage like that? He lived like walk out. He walks out.
You crawl on the stage, you get carried off, I guess. You walk out, you walk off.
It makes me feel bad, really, to tell the truth.
How bad does it make you feel?
This bad. Bye, folks.
Little Roy Lewis, give him a nice hand. All right. I knew if I came out here and swept the stage a while ago, we were in for it.
We had a request for Willie Roy the Cripple Boy. I don't know. I mean, two little boys.
Well, that was close. You got something to do with
Little Roy the what?
It's, I don't know what to try this. Not. What do you think?
Okay.
But Little Roy the Cripple. No, you didn't say that.
No. Uh-oh. Two little boys. Just a little bit of time left here, maybe a couple more, and let's see, this was someone asked for
drifting too far from the shore.
Thank you very much. My golly, it's really been a pleasure to come down here and play for you folks. You're a wonderful audience, and I hope we can come back and be here again some other time soon. Well, bless your heart. I don't know how much time we have.
Nobody said anything. We probably got all night.
The MC retired about a week ago.
It's all right.
Take with the
Let's put a little tape of your life over this gentleman here. I don't know if we have that much time.
Thank you.
This tune here is one that's been around for a long, long time, and it was written and first done by Arthur Smith and Don Reno. And they tried to steal it in a movie, but they didn't get away with it.
Is this a closing
one? Yeah, this is a... We'll take it out with this. A lot of folks have done this tune here. We do it just a little bit different.
Actually, see, we don't have two banjos on stage. Like the original version where Arthur Smith and Don Reno played it on a tenor banjo and a five string. So we're going to do this. I'm going to play a very intelligent lick on the mandolin.
Very intelligent.
Very intelligent lick. And Dick is going to try to play it note for note on the bent. He's going to attempt to play it. Dick says he's going to play it exactly like I play it on the mandolin, note for note. That's what he said. We shall see.
It's called Mocking Banjos.